Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we got a mock draft coming out of The Athletic.
Which means it's higher brow.
Higher brow, very snooty mock draft coming from
the It's very stony country club mock draft.
Yeah, Nick Baumgartner, Mr. Country Club.
So the first,
let me build the product up a little?
The first three picks are what you'd expect. You got Caleb Williams, you got Drake May, you got Jane Daniels, blah, blah, blah. Number four, we have our first trade of the draft. The Minnesota Vikings trade 11-23 and a 2025 first-round pick to Arizona for number four. They trade up for J.J. McCarthy.
I'll keep saying it. I understand why they're doing it. I still think it's stupid. It's stupid because look at what you're giving up and look at how good he has to be.
Right. And you'd be saying the same thing if it was Drake May, right?
100%. Yes. Now, again, the Giants sitting at six and saying we're desperate, we're homeless, we need a quarterback. That's different. You're not giving up three draft picks.
Correct.
So, again, here, Stoney, serving volley. I just don't think he's that good.
I know.
I know he has the tools. I can understand the projection. And if you're Kevin O'Connell and you go, I can bring the best out. We got Addison. We got Justin Jefferson. Respect.
Yes.
But giving up all of that puts a pressure on that young man.
I agree.
Where J.J. can't be good. J.J. can't even be Kirk Cousins. J.J. has to be the best quarterback in football if I'm giving up three first-round picks for him.
I agree.
I just think it's a little nutty.
We have back-to-back trades following that. We got Atlanta trading up to number eight, or to number five. They trade number 8-43 and a 2025 mid-round pick to the Chargers. And they will be taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Why does nobody want to trade with my Giants? You're so mean in that ridiculous Macho Man t-shirt. All right. And yes, I think that would be a good move. You go all in and you have Kirk Cousins just light it up. That's it. They got to sell tickets. They're going to have to win with offense. I'm convinced Atlanta will never have a dominant defense.
And it gives the Chargers more picks,
which they need because they're in salary cap hell. Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, you wanted a Giants trade here. You got
yes!
one. The Chicago Bears trade up to number six. They trade you number nine, number 75, and a 2025 mid-round pick to select Malik Nabers.
I'm in. I don't care. I love it. Why? My team blows. Stoney thoughts.
We have more picks.
We're terrible.
Yeah, I think it's a good move.
There's
for
no
both
singular
teams.
Players coming to town to save us unless you're going to put a helmet on Jesus. We got nothing.
I mean, you look at Chicago's now, if this would happen, you know, with DJ Moore and Malik Nabers.
Correct. You're investing in your quarterback.
Yeah, even though he's a rookie.
Here's some Giants action for you, too. Mike, number nine, the Giants take from Georgia, tight end Brock Bowers.
And the best part is you get him before the Jets would pick him at 10.
Yes! That is, you know, that's like Stoney in his prime.
Yeah.
He took two chicks to the same movie on different nights. That's what we'd be doing.
Exactly.
We'd be getting the player we want, score. We'd be screwing over the Jets, score. A+ in my world.
And going back in time at number 7, Tennessee selects Rome Odunze, adding speed and explosion, which the Titans don't have much of.
Okay, then. Now give us some of the more interesting selections from now until the Lions pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From now to the Lions pick, we got our first corner and our first edge coming off of the board. Arizona taking Terrion Arnold at 11. The Rams taking edge rusher Dallas Turner at 12.
In a trade with
They trade number 19, number 52. Denver for number 12.
Let me ask you a question. What has happened to Jared Verse in this draft process where he's gone from a top 5 pick to clearly not going where Dallas Turner's going? What's happened there?
I don't know. In this draft, he goes number 15 to the Colts.
Better than what we saw last week where he was at like 30th. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kenny.
Philly just adds to their defense, taking corner Quinion Mitchell at number 14.
Needed. Slay needs help, man. They've got the front. They paid huge dollars to go get Bryce Huff. They need corners badly. Don't hate it.
Were you wondering where Bo Nix goes? Bo Nix goes number 19 to the Denver Broncos.
Again, if they trade from 12 to 19, get paid to take the kid, I can't make fun of it. Now, again, at 19, why am I taking Bo Nix instead of Michael Penix?
Because Sean Payton knows everything.
Okay, then. Boy, I could make a couple jokes here. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I was going to say, you wanted Michael Penix. He isn't drafted till pick number 44.
And he goes to the Giants.
He goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Try it again.
The Las Vegas.
Try it again.
Giants.
Damn it.
Sorry.
All right. Who do the Lions take at 29?
The Lions take Jackson Powers Johnson at 29.
I'd be an A-plus in my world.
Absolutely.
No issue. He's Ragnow's replacement. He can play guard as a rookie. It's flexibility, and it's 5 years of dirt cheap team control. Zeitler out, Ragnow out. Powers Johnson fills one of those roles. Now, I'd be totally happy.
It's one pick ahead of Kool-Aid.
I'm totally happy.
I agree.
Because by this point, if we get to training camp and they haven't signed a veteran corner, it won't matter if they take a corner in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. The odds a rookie is going to stack up.
There's some interesting things in round two, by the way.
Go ahead. Spotlight it, Stoney.
Interesting. Chop Robinson doesn't go till 36 to Washington.
He's short.
Darius Robinson goes to Carolina at 39.
Detroit product by way of Missouri.
You know, and as Kenny mentioned, the Raiders taking Penix at 44. Let's see. Chris Jenkins from Michigan goes to New Orleans at 45.
Guy I want Giants to take.
Santa Strill.
Guy I want Giants to take.
Miami at 55.
Don't you think Sandra Still could walk in the league as a starting nickel and be good?
Yes.
Obviously he won't know the opposition's plays like he did in college, but he's still a very cerebral player. He's a good ball player.
Give that up. Can we put a moratorium on that until the sanctions come down?
I can't help it.
I know you can. Junior Colson to Tampa at 57. And the Lions at 61.
Let's hear it.
Braylon Trice, edge Washington. Second round?
Wouldn't be mad.
No.
And again, it's all about having 7 or 8 guys who can rush the passer.
Mm-hmm.
You would add him to the collection. I wouldn't depend upon him. He would be able to be deployed. If you could sign me up for that to be their draft, where it's Powers Johnson in the first and Trice in the second, I'd sign a piece of paper right now. I'd be totally comfortable with that.
They have the Giants, by the way, taking Tyler Newman from Minnesota in the second round. Safety, good pick.
We have no safeties.
Right.
We let our franchise safety walk away. So, yeah. Stoney's starting at safety currently.
Third round, Lions.
This is a 3-round mock?
Yes. With the pick from Minnesota. I'm not familiar with this guy's work. From the former home of John Calipari, Andrew Phillips, cornerback from Kentucky. Cornerback.
Again, I can't sit here and have a big opinion about a third round corner.
Right.
If Brad likes him, this is where I would defer. His specialty is corners. Mm. He did it for the Rams. If he likes him, it's good enough for me.
And the Giants, two picks later, guard from Boston College, Christian Mahogany.
I'm in. I'm in. Why? Because we suck. All right. That is your highbrow, athletic, subscription-based
yes.
mock draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.